The Roman Town of Palma. The Roman conquest by Quintus Caecilius Metellus in 123 led to the definitive integration of the Balearic Islands into the Roman administration, a conquest that put an end to almost 100 years of contact and conflict between the island communities and the Roman Empire. The conquest by the Roman general led to abrupt and radical changes in the traditional ways of life and in the indigenous social organisation. Roman control over the territory of Majorca led to the definitive integration of the indigenous Majorcan communities into the Roman Empire. The clearest example of progressive Romanization of the island communities, a civilizing element that did not exist prior to the conquest, was writing. Immediately after the conquest, construction began on a number of urban centres, with Rome as an example, and the territory was distributed according to Roman economic and administrative models. A large part of the territory was distributed among 3,000 or so colonisers who arrived on the island from what was then Iberia. In the case of Palma, the Romans were very conscious of their chosen location for the new town. According to the results of diggings carried out in Son Aspasus due to the imminent construction of a new hospital, it would appear that the Roman town of Palma was located precisely on the current hospital site. And it wasn't until the second third of the first century BC when the nucleus of the town was transferred to its present-day location beside the sea, preserving the name of Palma. The date of this transfer coincides with the oldest remains of the Roman city of Pollentia. The new Roman town of Palma enjoyed a privileged location on a small hill beside the sea, a fact that facilitated the transport of goods. The entire bay area could be controlled from there. It was also the ideal location in which to settle the recently arrived population and from where the surrounding lands could be administered. The precise extension of the Roman town of Palma is unknown, but most remains were found in the Almudaina district, including a walled complex and a system of roads built in accordance with Roman standards. With the crisis and subsequent disintegration of the Roman Empire, the islands were occupied in 455 by the Vandals, who established their kingdom in North Africa. In 522, during the reign of Justinian I, the islands came under the rule of the Byzantines, a situation that remained until early in the 10th century. The islands never came under the domination of the Visigoths. Neither the Vandals nor the Byzantines left a significant impression on the town, but documentary evidence indicates that the town was occupied at all times, even when its size was reduced as a safety measure against possible invaders.